Welcome back to another episode of Drink Before You Think. This is, if you're listening to this is a continuation from our last full episode. So I'm still drinking Gentleman Jack, but I switched my mixer to a cherry Dr. Pepper because this frozen Coke slushy shit just wasn't working out. Now I'm making a mess.
You're welcome.
But and I'm still drinking out of my little pink wine glass because it's working awesome. So that's what I got. And my name's Alex. I'm here today, tonight. Who else is with us?
I'm here. I'm Hedda. I'm drinking Michelob.
Still.
Still.
Yeah. You try to Hellas, but you didn't.
It was like it. Hella gross.
Yeah, we really went too.
I didn't care for it.
Jeffy's here. I'm drinking a Martin House True Love.
Did the salty shit?
It's Casa Martin.
It's a Martin House.
Martin.
Yeah, it's the raspberry sour ale. It's very delicious. I like sours though. Like, you know, there's a distinct taste.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you do.
And returning special guest Scotty.
Hello.
And Chad.
Yeah.
Our guest.
What are
I
you
should
drinking,
say. Yeah. What are you drinking, Scott?
Witherspoon's whiskey with Diet Coke.
Okay, keep it healthy.
And then, Chad, what are you drinking?
Yeah, I'm still sipping on the Mickey Ultra.
Have you tried their Pure Gold yet?
No. Yeah, I have. It's okay. Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't.
It's weak.
It wasn't as good as the regular.
Does it have less alcohol in it or what?
Yeah, it does. Less carbs as well. But it's a weaker taste.
I didn't like the way I bought a 12 pack, and I mean, I just wanted to try it, and it was all right. It wasn't regular Michelob was better. No, it really isn't. No, I didn't.
I think it'd be good for some high school kids, probably. Yeah.
You know, I saw at Walmart the other day in the clearance section. But okay, so you go to Walmart, they got two clearance sections. They got one like close to the garden section, normally tucked somewhere. And then they got a food clearance
Walmart?
Section, like it's an end cap.
Me and Scott don't know what this
old
place
expired
is.
Food.
What is Walmart?
And they had Zimas. And like I was really close to buying.
I've never heard that name since high school.
Was there some Jolly Ranchers right next to it?
No, that'd been great. Like,
get the combo pack.
I thought about buying a six pack. Like I wanted. Like Tisha was like, "You get it." And I was looking at it. I was like,
"How much were they for the clearance?"
Dude, I don't fucking know, man.
The date was 1996.
they're limited release.
Oh,
they came back and they're doing limited release and. Yeah, it was a six-pack of Zimas. They look exactly
sure
like
they
did
a market.
When I was, they look exactly the same as they did when I was 18.
Yeah, the 18 to 21.
Who makes Budweiser?
Man, I have no idea who makes Zimas.
Your target demographic.
But, yeah, I thought about buying it, and the Jolly Ranchers were a thought in my head.
Yeah, you got a Zima with a Jolly Rancher, man.
But, you know, like I said before, they wouldn't, like, I don't know about y'all, but, like, by the time the Jolly Rancher actually did anything, it was too late because the bottle was always empty. Like, because it took forever for them to. So, like, in the night, I'd always, like, take the Jolly Ranchers, the existing ones, and put them in the next bottle. And by the time then at night, I got a bottle with, like, 12 fucking Jolly Ranchers on the bottom.
Yeah,
that never did.
Surprise.
They didn't do shit to them.
That was the trick, though, for the girls. You'd be like, hey, it's going to taste nice and, like, sweet. Like, you know.
And they did to begin with, anyways, because I think they were, like, a citrus flavor. I was reading the. Like, I never read the label, but there was, like, citrus. Spark, blah, blah, blah.
Alcohol. That's all we heard. Alcohol.
And I was like, I should have bought the six pack and brought it out so we could all have one. But
wasn't there something we used to do, Chad, where there was? Because I remember doing it with a Zima back in the trailer.
Granted,
is this going to
no
butt
the,
stuff?
The it was
we're
like
getting
a
used to sit on the bottles. Yes.
Well, it was like a bong for the Zima. You'd put it on a beer bottle or a Zima. In my case, Zima.
Yeah, it's just a regular beer bong, but. They have it where it fits over.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just,
it lets the air out so it acts like a bong. I remember doing those back in the day.
Well, I see, you know, they make one of those now that you're talking about that goes on the actual bottle.
Yeah.
And then, like, this one actually, it's a dual bong. Like, it's an actual bong, but it's also a beer bong. So you're supposed to, you can chug a beer and then take a hit off of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
I saw that. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, it's what you're talking about.
Crafty stoners.
Yeah, but yeah, so you chug a beer and then take a hit.
Could not do that. Could not.
Because I think as you're chugging it, I think it the suction in the water lights up the bowl or something like that, and then you just quickly like.
Huh.
But I might be wrong.
Hit it.
I'll find the commercial. If we had a TV, I could show you what I was talking about.
Crafty goddamn potheads.
Dude, they're getting smart, man.
Yeah.
Well, now they've it's legal. Smart.
And sleepy.
And sleepy.
But, yeah. So, okay, so we were talking, and the general discussion was probably drinking stories, or, you know, we were talking about pizza a little bit last time and stuff, and kind of going that route in college and sexy stuff that happens with that, but
now we're gonna talk Papa John's stories.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We haven't heard from you guys really.
Yeah, Papa John's.
Well, we've been letting y'all talk. No, man. Yeah. Y'all have better stories tonight than what I would have.
It was Harold wants to hear all these like related to Pizza Hut and all this.
I'm ready to like whip it out and just start going.
we were going at it. Creepy sex craved perverts.
We were teenagers.
I don't. Everybody. I don't associate with that title.
You were the driver.
Literally.
But we didn't bring this up, but like you have your nickname, or did you have several nicknames?
Yeah.
So
Red Romper.
Red Romper. Nice. Opie.
I can see that.
Clay, Scotty Cock.
Scotty Cock, what was that one? Nice.
That was a Fort Worth Christian thing.
What?
Nice.
Early.
And I had one from that started a pizza when I was called Skits.
Why?
And so
what? I just broke that habit.
Yeah, he's like, why would you bring that name up?
Why are you bringing up old
shit? Because I talked fast and I mumbled. And so,
did you?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys
know
this.
No, there was one time we were sitting there, like forgot who it was.
No, I was washing dishes. This is where it started.
No, but I'm saying what really like solidified the nickname, and I forgot who I was talking to. We're in the delivery room, and you came around the corner, and you're like, "This is what it sounded like." Hey. Like, what the
fuck? That sounds about right.
What did you just say? And you're like, eh. And you just left.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I remember, and I remember what I said for the longest time. Now I've forgotten. Like, because I haven't told, because that story would get brought up all the time. And I'm like, well, I would explain what I actually said.
I feel like I hear that every time I speak to you.
Yeah. It's like,
it's awesome. Like, that's and how, I was like, okay.
That's how I say hello.
Sure.
Hey, Arab,
that's how you pick up
you
the
want
chicks.
Another beer? Whatever, yeah, yeah. Sure.
But somebody, I remember who started the nickname, and then and that solidified it. But it was John.
Yeah.
That was a guy I'd known from high school, and then I started working there, and I didn't know he worked there until I got the job there, but I knew him in high school and stuff. So he tagged me with that name, and it just stuck. Which it was like,
Schizomedia?
That's my email. I still have that fucking email address from way back when.
Remember that.
The name stuck, and it wasn't something I was ashamed of. Like, it was kind of cool because people remembered who you were.
Until you started dating April.
No, it was before that, because
was it your discount tire friends?
No, I mean, the name.
Why you look at us like that?
Yeah.
What the fuck is the deal with that look?
Are you giving him stink eyes?
Jeez.
The name definitely never transferred.
What
did
we do?
My sister still calls you Skits.
Yeah, but she calls.
She
me
thinks
that
you're a player.
Yeah, that was always a funny story. She came over to the house we were living in, and his older sister.
Oh,
yeah.
She's hot.
our college house.
She apparently sized me up as a player back in the day.
Oh yeah,
and I was working a discount, so you would know that I was.
I
not.
Never thought of Jeff as a player.
Exactly.
When I was,
no,
no,
nobody
my sister's,
does.
My sister's a little out there. She's a.
Wait, I thought you
super
said you
smart.
Were.
Okay, Misty is my dad's daughter.
Half-sister.
Half-sister.
Oh, okay.
And she was never around, but she'd always just kind of show up at different times.
Whenever Skits was there.
Well, started after she met Skits. But she was going. She lived in Austin, and she was driving to Oklahoma. She was switching schools. And
she's like 15 years older or something like that, right?
11, yeah. And she's like, she admits to smoking probably close to like an ounce or 8 ounces a day of marijuana.
Nice.
That's a lot of fucking weed.
That's a lot of weed.
Yeah.
You sure? 8 ounces?
Like, you can't even eat that.
Yeah. I would die.
Oh, that's Misty. She doesn't shave. She's
anything?
Nothing.
No. Okay. She's got hairy legs, but that
that's clean. Clean.
Jeff,
perfect.
Clean.
But
skits. What are you?
I only say these things about my sister in that she's extremely smart. She has a doctorate in religious medieval history. She's working on her second doctorate at OU right now. She's a professor at OU, but yet she still doesn't have enough money to buy toilet paper. You know, these kind of things.
What?
Like
she's a bidet girl.
A what?
A bidet girl.
No, barely a toilet. So
she's an outhouse girl.
She lives in Oklahoma now. Okay. But she's a conspiracy theorist. She's
go out in the woods.
Pasture, yeah.
She just goes shits in the woods.
No, but she's kind of that kind of
her
girl.
To this podcast because I want to know. Well,
it would probably be pretty good. Too.
Her
she's like fluent in like six different languages.
Seven. Yeah. One of them.
Sorry,
being Spanish.
Seven. Get it right, Chad.
One of those being Spanish because she married Jose. But
she knows Spanish from Spain, all the different
dialects. Yeah, she knows the different dialects of Spanish. Yeah, okay. She can translate the Bible in from Latin.
Hebrew.
Gross. Okay.
But she would live like she would live
in squalor.
Squalor, yeah. Like she's
what does that mean?
Like
filth.
A dump. Like
poor but filthy.
Hoarder stuff?
No, cats. She hoarded cats. But it was all weird because when I was growing up with her, I was just like, that's not my sister. You know, I couldn't really. And then once you get to like talk to her and then see how smart she was and that she just chose that she'd rather spend her time doing other, it changed. But what was funny about her is when I always looked up to her being 11 years older as being the wiser, the one who'd already been, you know, she was in jail at like 16, that kind of stuff. I always just thought she was way of the world. She walks into our house in Saginaw, and my friends had never met her yet. And so I was just, you know, introducing. I believe they're.
I'm sure I did my introductory hello like. Yeah.
Well, she comes in. She gives a class on how to smoke pot. Mm-hmm. She's like, I prefer this type of bong, and she pulls it like out
now
of her.
She pulls her dug out, and she's like. Do you know what this is? I'm like, absolutely. There we go.
Yeah.
She's like, great. Let's do this.
Trying to make friends. And so she's like, okay, well, I got it. She had the moving van out in the driveway. She goes, I'm going back to Oklahoma. She goes, Scott, walk me out to the truck. I want to say bye. And I walk out. She goes, that guy on the couch, that schizoid or skits, you need to watch schizoid. Him. That guy's a player.
It's got, like, just
no, she's like, I really like him. He's a player.
I mean, he tried to put a spell on me, and it didn't work because.
Did she really say that?
Yeah. No, I'm not joking.
She probably thought I was trying to speak another language.
She's just like, this guy, he destroys women. And I'm just like,
he's an ass blaster 3000.
And she goes, I had to leave because I didn't want to screw one of your friends. I was like, I'm sure he would have. You know, Misty, you don't have to be so shy.
Oh, I love Misty.
I do remember you guys coming back and telling me.
Do you remember
that.
I was crying when I came back in the house because I'd been laughing so
hard. I started laughing because I was like, this is, it was so preposterous. Like, it was like, me?
So y'all could have been brother-in-law?
Could have been.
Yeah.
Damn you, Jeff.
Instead, we're just Eskimo brothers.
They're still
multiple times.
Oh. All of us are.
Oh.
That's true. And we're missing, well, we could have had another Eskimo brother here, but they're not here.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I know. Okay, I know this connection. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Who was it?
We've talked about it at your house.
We talked about it briefly before we started recording. Really? Come on.
Do I got to turn down the volume so you can name the name?
Yeah, it's Nathan and Olivia.
Sorry. So that's a negative. It wasn't.
Not
it's
all
not a three-way Eskimo, just a two-way. Multiple times.
Wait. Three-way.
It's still, it's a three between me, Scott, and the other person.
Yeah.
But not
big.
That one time was just you and me, but that was college.
Yeah.
So y'all all seen the same stuff.
Yes. Yeah, but it's kind of odd.
I think you told me about this two-way story.
Well, okay, I won't really at the Toller House.
I don't
probably, know. But
I don't remember. It was like a discount tire. It was me and you.
You were a discount tire.
That was the one. That was the Toller one.
Me and probably. You.
Yeah. Well, you
would
know,
tell me a lot of shit.
Can't
because me and you would
how
work.
This person.
I probably did tell you this. Tell you. What
me and you would
one.
Work together a lot during in the mornings at Discount Tire, and you would tell me a lot of your.
Okay, so I'll relate. So this is
sexy.
Yeah,
stories.
I won't give the details away, but I'll give
no,
you.
No, please.
No, it's, well, I know Hera wants to hear
were
him.
Were they
so
pancake?
Can,
were they?
I, do you know what? I don't remember. I had to ask him. I had to ask Scott years later. So we went
she's
down.
She's now my wife.
sorry.
Hey, honey.
So, Scott, are they pancake? Or are they?
I haven't seen them.
So no, so we went down to Toller for a night of partying, and it was
I don't
during
know what that means.
Toller is a city.
Sorry,
in Texas.
Toller.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah,
okay. Okay. I had no idea that was a city.
Yeah, come on, dude.
So, it's got like 80 people.
Okay, so that makes
kind of
it a city.
Deal.
Okay. How many servants were there?
So this is a house.
75.
Scott was living. 75. Yeah, Scott was living in this house his senior year of high school of college. Because where he worked, it was close to it. So, anyways, we would go down there and party. We would go down to Stephenville when we lived in Stephenville.
Yeah.
And then when he moved to Toller, we went to this Toller house. And we went down. It was me, Chad.
I feel that's the they make cookies, right?
Toll House.
That's the Toll House.
Okay. That's all I keep picturing is like Toll House.
Like, you think about like the some elves and that, like,
was that, are the Keebler elves part of that? Or they?
They did at some point. But
okay.
So we went down there. And I can't, you, Chad, it was me.
We went to go see Rodney Carrington.
No.
I don't
no,
know
yeah,
what
you
that
are
means
right.
Either.
Yeah, you're right. We went to see Rodney Carrington, who's a comedian.
Yes. I chose to go sleep in my car because of conflicts.
Well, hold on.
Interest.
We're
going to
get to that. We're
during
to
the
this.
During the concert?
No. I thought, because I was trying to remember if somebody else went other than us, the three. It was me, you, me and Chad, and a female acquaintance. And Scott was already down there. Yeah. The, Chad did not want to stick around because he wasn't going to be part of the female acquaintances.
It's conflict of interest.
Yeah. We'll keep it at that. We can't give more detail because it's just, we can't.
Sure.
So, so Chad, we start a drinking game, and I have a question for you about
this.
Well,
if you want to turn the volume down, we can.
No. We don't. No? We can tell him later. Okay, turn the volume down.
We'll forget.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're right back.
This has got really good.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's
well,
that's
this
a
is
very
this
you know
is
what that's a very important detail of this story.
Right?
Well, that's why we've been trying to dance around it.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Night.
Okay.
You know, like, where
that,
do we go?
That makes
right.
sense why well, he wasn't there.
We need to clarify that's number one. Here we go.
Why did we turn down the volume,
Mark? You have to edit that
we'll
out.
I'll bleed it.
Oh,
so, volume back up.
Jesus, that's great though.
He'll edit that out.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You said number one, though. So there had to be multiple?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
We can go by numbers. So yeah. There's.
I've been trying so hard.
So there's number one, number how many, number two, or number we'll three? How many?
Let's just call her numero uno.
For Scott, there were three. For me, there were two. So.
Oh. Was there three for you?
Yeah. Well, not full. Yeah. It wasn't a full on.
Are we? I don't know what to say because I've
both
got to
share one and two,
right? But
oh
there was
wow!
A before anybody, and he
who was three?
You, come on, it's a season.
You got Jay? Am I? Were we on?
Yes, we're
okay.
Oh, but there, I don't think there.
Yeah,
was
that's what I'm saying. That never happened. But
oh,
was
there
still
was penetration.
No, there wasn't.
Well,
there
doesn't was, count unless
number
there was
four
penetration.
Was just booby.
Yeah.
Four. Oh my god!
I don't even know about
Chad,
this one.
Chad sold them.
Chad sold them.
So okay. So
damn.
We go down. Chad realizes at one point he's not going to stick around for this party because he doesn't want to be down there because it's going to be weird. So
obviously.
You slept in your car, but then you went home. Okay, yes. So this is an important detail because Chad was my ride down there. Uh-huh. Also the female acquaintance. Should we give her a name so we don't say female acquaintance?
Number one.
Oh, okay. No, because yeah, I didn't just ditch them. We,
yeah.
Like, it's about to go down.
Well,
and he stayed for as long as he could.
So
I slept in my car, and but
we
he
were,
said
okay,
that
so,
he would take him home.
So we're yeah, in which I and so an important detail also is that I had to work the next day, but I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna call in sick. I was working at Discount Tire.
The night became legendary.
Yes. So, and I think I had to be there 11 or 12 or something like that. So, anyways, so we start playing this drinking game. And now I want you to describe this drinking game. It's called High Low. You get a deck of cards.
It's very complicated.
Yeah. And the idea is that... go ahead. I want you to explain the card game. Because this is...
High Low is a game that I invented, or me and my roommate invented. It's just a card game where you put a card on the table, and let's just say it's a five.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, the spades, whatever. It's a five. Your bet is it going to be higher or lower?
The card that you draw.
Yeah, I've got the cards, the stack of cards.
Just a guessing game, basically?
It's just a guessing game. It's going to be higher or low. And if you flip it over and it's low and you called high, you know, you lose. That means an article of clothing comes off.
Yes.
It's now,
you love this game.
I already knew that.
And I believe there was a shot involved as well.
Right. Well,
oh, that makes it even better.
Right. I think it was after so many cards.
Because we got to get consent
shot
somehow.
Shot in the butt. Got to get consent somehow.
No, but I mean, what I gathered from this game, because it's not very complicated.
It doesn't sound complicated.
No, the female participant had to know kind of what was going on. They wanted to play.
It was
they
too easy, especially like when I would look at the cards too. Like right in front of them and tell the guy, you know,
yeah, we didn't want to get
high, low.
Yeah.
And they're watching me because I was too drunk to hide it. but that's pretty much what High Low was.
Yeah.
And it was an attempt for everyone to have a party, a fun way to take our clothes off.
Right. And generally you're trying to get the female to take their clothes off. In this version, all of us were taking our clothes off.
Yeah.
I think that was
Jeff
a
Jeff didn't get the point.
Yeah. I just pulled down my band.
I lost, dude. It's off comes the shirt.
I think this was a stipulation of number one. So happens, yeah. And then, again, Chad realizes he doesn't want to stick around for this, so he takes off. He drives back to Fort Worth. So I'm like, okay, yeah, Scott will take us home in the morning. That's fine. So we continue to play this game, and we also continue to take shots of Jack Daniels straight. And we go, and I don't know at what number we got to where I was like, I
the only thing I vaguely one. Remember was actually reciting lines from the movie Old School, which was the
boy movie band ass or what?
Yeah, where he takes a hockey stick and he hits the cabinet going, boy band ass. And I kept doing that to my own cabinet. That's just a side note.
Well, so we play the game. We play the card game. And, like, all of us are getting naked at one point. Like, and so I think we're all in your living room. But we're doing this time.
Minus me.
Yeah, you're gone. You've already left.
Did y'all see each other's penises?
Yes, probably. I mean, it wasn't like... I think, like, I had a... Like, we were kind of covered up, like, with pillows.
The female wasn't in the room at one point, but there was still a lot of action going on.
I've been wanting to see Jeff's dong.
You've been trying to do that.
I've asked you, like, just show me your dong. You keep
saying you want to do a dick measuring thing.
You can just show it to me.
Oh, I know.
You can just send me a dick pic one day.
I mean, it's okay.
I'm fine with that.
So, we're taking shots of Jack Daniels, and I'm like number four or five. I'm like, I had to go puke at one point. Like, and
romantically.
And then, yeah, exactly. So I go off and puke, and I come back, and then we're still playing the game. We're still taking shots. The girl is out drinking both of us. At one point, we're trying to fake our shots, like throw them over. Like she catches us.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you're going to drink. And I'm just like, no. And so I take an out.
This girl was a pro.
Yeah.
At high low.
Yeah. I don't know why Chad didn't want to stay. So, so anyways.
Like you really missed out.
So, yeah.
I believe I told you that.
So, we continue to drink. I puke probably one more time for sure. And then more stuff happens. I can't tell you more details beyond that, but you can guess.
Of course you can.
That stuff happened. Yeah. Please tell me. But so. The next morning, stuff happens. Okay, so stuff happens. We all eventually pass out probably at 3 or 4
Pause.
In the morning.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn the volume down. We got to
No, he knows. Like, okay. So, I mean.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because he. So this is.
No, tag team there.
This is. I can't say that for certain, but something happened.
Is this a high five thing?
Yeah, you give me a high five.
This is a high five thing.
So if you can.
This is where it started?
Yes. So, okay.
Does Chad know about five?
Yeah. So this is and this is an important part of the story as well, because
that's kind of the joke is we would high five and Chad would go, "Oh, nope."
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Jokingly, he didn't really care. Okay. Like, you know, we weren't, you know, shitty friends or shitty people.
No. But, well,
yeah. I'm definitely it's not like we were like, "Hey, this is how it went down."
Okay. Tell Chad.
So the next
I just was against partaking.
I totally got off on this story they just told while you were gone. Yeah.
No, just kidding. So the next morning, I'm like, I'd already like decided the night before I'm going to call in a discount. So I call in. I wake up like at 6:30 or 7, and I call the store. And the manager at the time, who was a hard ass, I'm sure I could figure out who it was.
Yeah.
I call in. I'm like, hey, and I sound like shit because I've been up drinking and I've been up, you know, doing other stuff. And I'm like,
headache and the dry heaves.
Yeah. Like, I still feel drunk. Like, this has never happened before, but we were taking the straight shots of Jack Daniels, and I still feel, yeah, what is going on? What are we? Oh, it's your phone or something. So,
yeah, thanks for leaving me by myself that day.
No. I came in.
You came in at, oh yeah.
No. So I did, but I didn't understand. So I call a store and the manager starts chewing me out. Like, I'm like, man, I'm dog sick here. Like, I can't come in. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, you going to call in on inventory day of all days? I had no idea it was an inventory day. No clue.
Yeah. Cause I can't work on cars that day.
What about my friend?
I never counted inventory.
So
that was all managers, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. So, anyway, hey, so can you stop interrupting me?
Ben Henderson?
No.
Who's winning?
It's Crawford versus Benavidez.
Did Henderson fight just a while ago?
I don't know.
This is very important.
I think he did.
Never like mind. The boxer?
Yeah. No. What? Oh, you're watching boxing?
Yeah, I'm not watching.
You're interrupting fornication MMA stories for boxing. Two sweaty dudes.
I'm punching other things, and you're talking about people getting punched in the face.
Yeah, you did.
Continue, please.
So the next morning, I call and I'm like, he's bitching me out on the phone. And what he said on the phone, I only heard part of it, but it was basically like, I thought he said, you better get your ass to work. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I guess I got to go. And so I go wake them both up. And I was like, Scott, dude, you got to drive me back to Fort Worth now. Like, I got to go to work. And the whole time we're driving back, we're laughing about the last night. Like, it's kind of like nobody's real, but everybody's still very hungover or drunk. And so we get to Fort Worth. I get to the house and Chad's like, what happened? And we're like, nothing. And nothing happened. We're just drinking.
Oh, y'all were all living together at the time.
Yeah.
Right?
He wasn't, but me and Chad were living together.
Okay.
But he would come up all the time. So, I get dressed and ready for work. And I'm just like, I'm still fucking drunk. Like, I don't know how I'm going to work. And so I go up, I get dressed and I go up there and I pull up and I go in office because I'm just like,
wait, didn't your car break down on the way there?
Yes, this is on the way back.
Oh.
So I drive up there, I go in the office and he's like, the manager's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, you told me to come to work. Like, you were bitching me out on the phone. He's like, I told you to call me. Like, call me back to let, just if you can't make it, if you're really sick. And I was like, oh, well, fuck. Yes, like, yes, and that's all I could think. I was like, oh, the fuck. Like, I could just stay to sleep at his house. Like, that's all I could think. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm going home. And I do remember walking in there and like thinking, how the fuck am I going to work today? Because I am fucked up. And so I get back in the car and I'm driving home. And on the way back home, my car fucking breaks down on the highway and overstarts.
Which car was this?
It was one of the Dodge Neons.
Okay.
One of them. And it started overheating. And so I had to call Chad. I'm like, dude, I'm stuck on the side of the highway. Like, my fucking, it's overheating. I was like, you need to come help me out. And Chad starts going, what happened last night? He's like, and I was like, nothing, dude. What do you mean? We were drinking, we played drink games. And he's like, no, tell me what happened. And I was like, nothing, man. Like, no, why do you want to know? And he's like, and then you go, Scott told me what happened. And I was like, all right, dude.
Of course Scott did.
No, he didn't. That's how you tricked me. Because I was like, all right, dude. Like, I was so desperate at that point. I was so desperate because I was sitting on the side of the highway. I was sitting on the side of the highway. The Jack Daniels was still sitting in my stomach. It's like 95 out. It's humid. It's hot. And that alcohol is just baking in me. And I'm just like, I'm going to fucking puke again. And so I eventually got him to come out. And I mean, I told him what happened. And you just started laughing. You're like, ah, Scott didn't tell me, but you ratted him out. And so he comes and picks me up, or, you know, helps me fix the car. And I get back to the house and sleep. And when I get back in the house, I take off my shirt and look in the mirror, and there's hickeys.
Oh, nice.
On my neck and, like, around, like, my chest. And I'm like, holy fuck, did the manager not see those? Because I didn't fucking see them until now.
Morning. No, and he was like, God damn it, Scott.
Like, who gave those
I'm
to
a
you?
Biter.
Was it...
Was it Scott or number one?
Was it Scott or number one that gave you those?
I don't remember.
Ooh, either way, you had a good time.
Yeah.
Hey,
you guess.
Mouse and mouth.
Who knows?
Mouse and mouth.
Holes on.
No, so that
five
was,
bucks is 5 bucks.
So that was that. I mean, that was that good time story from Tiller. But I mean, like, what's a good one from, like, the Bedford House or...
Well, the one, it's pretty lengthy, but when we're on that radio show...
Yeah, we could tell them.
With Butterface.
How were you on a radio show?
Yeah, it was a middle-of-the-night radio show. In fact, two of the guys are on Russ Martin now, or one of them is closed on Russ Martin. And he used to do a late, like a middle of the night show.
Really?
On
wait, you were at the radio station?
No, we weren't. No.
Oh,
so
this is at the Bedford House. Remember how he said they had a whole house like a radio thing?
Yeah, with speakers in the ceiling.
Yeah. And we were listening to this radio show, and Scott was getting down with this one girl, and like, oh, they can hear us. So we're like, we called into this radio show, like.
Yeah, we put it on in the room.
What was the guy's name? It was Chloe and
Dan O'Malley.
Dan O'Malley.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I remember that show. Yeah. There's still 105.3, right? Before it was sports or no?
Right. Now that was on. It wasn't on 105.3, but it was
the Eagle when we were.
I think they were. Yeah, I think they
okay.
Because
okay,
I think
okay.
They've been at the Eagle a couple of different times.
Right. It's usually they followed Russ Martin wherever he went. So, but this was like a middle of the night. You know, I say middle of the night show. It was probably like 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah, but, and we were on almost the entire show.
Yeah, it was probably their highest rated show because seriously, like it was kind of one of those shows you could tell it was like they're just filling time.
I think I heard them talk about this before though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like they just kind of brought it up or whatever,
I've been almost wanting to email him or email one of them and try to find the actual if they had the audio from it.
I don't remember if
I would. I would email Dan O'Malley.
Because I think when they were on 105.3, it was like an afternoon show. It was like right after Russ Martin.
No, this was definitely late at night.
No. But I mean, like when I heard them talk about it, I think it was on my way home.
We made up this whole thing about how.
Well, hold on, to be clear, Scott was in his parents' room where he spited his dad all the time. but he was in there getting on with a girl. And we were able to... What?
More detail than that. I mean...
I'm sorry.
What's more detailed than getting it on?
Please tell me the detail.
Well, all the windows were completely open.
Out of 4 walls, or 5 walls, because it was kind of an L-shaped bedroom, is one whole side of the bedroom was all windows that looked out over into our backyard. And how the night began is that romance was a brewing. So I take her back to the master suite, and I'm
master
like,
suite.
Sorry, okay, bedroom. And she, and I'm like, this girl was kind of like way out of my league. Like, it's not one where you're like, I'm going to score tonight. It was we'll see what happens, because she was really hot from the chin down, and.
So we call her Butterface.
Yeah,
okay. That makes sense.
So things start rolling in my direction, and I'm like, I wasn't prepared. I don't have any condoms. And I'm like,
well, no, but and how we found out, because you guys did like 45 minutes of like foreplay, but the windows was, well, I think he was stalling because he didn't have any condoms.
Well, hold on,
but the windows were right by the patio, and I was back
patio,
there probably
that
smoking
in,
or something.
Yeah. No, the patio came into play is I went to send you guys for condoms.
No, this is before.
This is how we know because
you didn't
you
know.
Came out.
I remember putting her on my dad's desk.
That was after. That was after, because you didn't know we could see in.
Right, and I look over her shoulder, and there's you two staring at me through the window. And I'm just sitting there
taking... Which is always a dream of yours, to be having sex and look into your friend's
in
eyes.
In all honesty, I wouldn't have changed anything. But no, I had her on my dad's desk and just taking her to town, and then these two guys are sitting there just laughing their ass off, you know, doing the fist me symbol.
My favorite part about that the desk part was right before you put her up on there. You go, you picked her up and you moved her over, and you go, I've always wanted to do this.
Nice.
And you cleared some stuff off the desk and then started.
Neatly, he did it one at a time.
Because dad's real meticulous on how he sets his desk.
Dad, he don't care if you fuck on it. As long as you put everything back,
line, just swipe,
just keep it clean.
Yeah. So.
But then you. Like
I started acting like it was a porno.
You were trying to talk her out of the condom thing. And she wasn't having it.
Yeah, she was like, no. So,
and then he's looking at it, like when he finally saw us, he's like...
Yeah, giving.
So we go over to the door and he's like, I need condoms. I'm like, yeah, just... Always make sure it's in sight. We want to see this. Let's do this. So we
talk, but I'm like positioning her, like I'm like looking at the windows.
So
making her bend over so we could see everything.
So we go and get
like a real porn star.
So I was in training,
trying to get the good angle.
So we go and get the condoms, come back, and then we're listening.
And we get bored. Bored as it. You know, may sound, but
I know you're like, you're getting to see, you know, like a hot girl and your friend have sex with her, and you're like, okay, yeah, it's interesting. And then we're like, well, what? Yeah, exactly.
This went on for like an hour.
Yeah, I mean, we're like, this is kind of creepy now.
I also remember there was a couple times where I think and I can't remember if it was before or after we got the condom, but
after, because it was in the bathroom, and she was like, where does that?
Yeah, she
where's that window go?
She started staring at the window.
And we're like,
you can just see Chad and Jeff just kind of like.
No. We froze because we were like, be still.
She can't see us. And I'm wearing a white shirt. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I take it off. I have a black undershirt on, you know? I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah.
She didn't see us. But so you get bored. And we're listening. We put on the radio, and it's that show. It's the show we were talking about.
And we can hear it in the bedroom.
Right. Yeah. Well, Chad purposely did that. Yeah. He phones it into the bedroom so you can hear everything coming through. And Chad calls in and he's like, hey, I can't believe this right now, but I'm watching my best friend have sex with my girlfriend.
Fiance.
Oh, fiance.
Yeah.
And
it's like we were at our engagement party.
Yeah.
And she wasn't feeling good, and my best friend took her home.
Yeah,
he's making. And then we came home,
and they're just like, "Oh shit!" Like on the ready, you know. And they may think it's somewhat bullshit, but they're still like, "This is great stuff." Like, because they were. I think that's all they were doing. I think they were just taking calls.
And they're like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, man." They're like, "What's going on?" I'm like, "Right now, he's plowing her on the desk."
He's giving a play by play.
And Scott's. He's like.
Yeah.
Oh, you could tell. Like, he gives this look.
Well, that's
like,
how I knew. Like, I heard the radio come on, and I'm doing my thing because I got something I'm working on. And I hear, and he goes, he's like taking her leg and trying to bend it behind her head. And I'm like, and then you see Chad in the window. And I'm like, I think we're famous.
And this goes on for like an hour, right? And then finally they finish up, and I'm like, oh, he's coming out. I'm going to beat his ass, you know? And like Scott already knows he's onto it at this point. And like we grab shit in the garage and we're throwing stuff, and he's screaming like a little girl, and they're like, oh my God, do we need to call the cops? Do we need to call the cops?
Oh, I remember that.
So, and I remember you get on there, and then what was their name? The girl, number one, not number.
That's no,
number,
I went number one.
What number was this one?
It's not a relation.
Oh, okay.
No.
There is no conflict of interest.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have been watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. That's right.
Maybe not. I think the name we said on earlier was Angela.
I've been calling her Angela.
Yeah. Okay.
Butterface.
Nah. Or Butterface.
It's a little mean, but.
But.
She's grown into
guys,
it.
Guys, don't run your chances.
She's
down.
Grown into it.
She's grown into
so
her face.
There's still a chance.
So you're telling me there's still a chance? Yeah. So So you guys get on. You guys get on the radio, and they talk. Like they talk and tell them what's going on. And I remember at one point I got on there, and I was, you know, just as skitsy as I could be. I was really terrible.
No, you're like, he's losing it, man.
I don't even remember what I said. I mean, I just remember they were just like, what was that? Like, and I remember I handed the phone back. I was like, I'm not getting back on. Like, I didn't have that skill to like. To basically what you did to call in and start talking like that and do that story.
Oh, and then she went back.
Yeah. So that's what I was telling Scott earlier. You didn't remember this.
Like, they called her in, and they called me, and I had class in the morning. But she went to the station, and they called me. I'm like, I don't give a shit. Come on, fuck off.
Yeah, I remember, and I remember listening to it, because she called me to let me know she was going up there, and I was like, oh, cool, I'll pop it on. And I remember, I think I taped it on, like I had a boombox and had tape recorders in there, and you could put a tape in and record. And I recorded some of the show. And I remember half the time they were like, hey, show us your tits. Show us your boobs. Like, you know, like that's what they were trying to get her up. And like, what else, what the fuck they were going to talk about? Like, I mean, at that point, you know, she told the story again or whatever. She didn't say it was fake. But they knew it wasn't completely true.
Off the air, she did tell them that it wasn't real.
Okay.
Yeah,
but they were like, "This is great. This is great radio." Like,
and, their ratings were like through the roof.
Yeah, so you know what's funny? Well, I'll have to email them after this and see if like, hey, do you remember this? Do you have any audio of it? Anything like that? Because
hey, we have a podcast that it comes out every Tuesday. Drink Before You Think.
Can you promote
Mondays?
Mondays.
Russ Martin comes out on Mondays.
Maybe we can take over for you because Russ Martin's not even showing up. So
yeah, he's always sick.
Yeah. But
I think that's when they were at CBS, because they talk about their CBS days all the time. You said it was when they were the Eagle.
Was probably early 2000s, and
they probably still have archive. I would imagine they would have archive.
Because this was right before your parents sold that house.
I take that back. Might have been on.
It might have been the last hurrah.
Yeah,
he might have been on. They might have been on the 105.3 when it was late at night.
Like that was the threesome night, the last hurrah, I think.
The threesome night. That's something separate. Yeah. I was like, what? But
this is with two girls, not two guys.
I don't know what that means.
You don't always have to have two guys.
I heard the term, I always thought the two guys, one girl was a devil's triangle, but according to our new Supreme Court justice, that's a drinking game. I don't know. I was wrong the whole time.
Eh?
So I never had. I just had drinking games.
Semantics.
That's it.
Yeah, me and Hedda have. We're not Eskimo brothers.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Why?
Considering we're not Eskimo brothers.
That's what friends do.
Well, I kind of like started having. I started having kids when I was like 17.
Yeah, I don't see the issue here.
We didn't grow up with the right friends.
No, we didn't. We didn't. We didn't.
We definitely should have come worked at Saginaw Pizza, and you would have always given like nothing. That was on like the application. Are you willing to be sex partners with
some of the restrooms?
I think we're missing. Do you care if your balls touch this guy? Yeah.
In fact, here's one guy.
This is the bat wing.
I think we missed out there, Hedda.
I guess. I don't
it was a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
That'd have been kind of weird with us.
Why don't you just bang each other?
I mean, we've had plenty of times to bang each other.
Yeah. But are you Eskimo brothers if you do that?
That's better than being Eskimo brothers.
Not if you don't look in each other's eyes.
Yeah. No. We could have banged Jeff a long time ago.
Yeah,
man, I gave you so many chances. And you blew
we could do the we could do the Dutch rudder to each other.
I don't know what that is.
Would somebody explain to Hedda what that is?
It's when you have your hand on your dick and the other guy has his hand on his dick, but you take your other arm and you both shake each other's arms.
Oh, okay. That's not weird.
No, it's the Dutch rudder.
It's the Dutch rudder.
Basically, I help you.
Double Dutch rudder.
Yeah, Dutch rudder.
Yeah, we could do that, I guess. We can give that a try.
It's like you're going skiing.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Scott, do you want to tell your blowjob story where you got thrown up on?
What? You got snowballed?
No,
not that kind.
I'm starting to think you missed that on Tarleton and Pizza.
This story here just the mentioning of that story makes me think that Scott has a huge ass dick.
That's what I want the world to think. But no.
Please tell the story.
It's okay. Like a can of Copenhagen.
I want to hear this.
It's a real big around. Oh, because
she... Oh, I get why you're saying that. I thought you were saying it because like he got all these girls, but no, it's because she gagged on it and she threw it. Okay. Yeah.
No.
And he was called, what were they called you? Scotty Dick or whatever?
No, Scotty Cock. That was a
Scotty Cock. I like Scotty Dick, though, better.
No, in college they called me Scotty Opie.
Opie.
Opie
no.
And Red
Dog. That's not Dick related. What was the other one?
Red Dog. That was a baseball nickname.
Okay. That's not Dick related.
Also a drink. A beverage from...
I thought it was Mad
Popular
Dog.
Do they make that anymore? Time.
Mad Dog.
No, they don't.
No, it's Red Dog. It Red was Dog? Red Dog.
Red Dog Red Beer.
Red yes. Tick.
They used, I had the signs and stuff.
Do on they the still Simpsons, make it? It's no. Red Tick Beer.
And Red Stripe, but I'd never drank that. Back at Tarleton, we had this apartment.
Is that because you went to Tarleton?
Probably. my roommate, who was also a baseball player with me, we had this...
Oh, he'd be fun on here.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
He does some funny impressions of me. But we had this apartment over on the north side of Stephenville, and we called it the House of Ass. And it wasn't because we pulled so much of it.
On board.
It was just both of us were both pitchers, and so we just had... enormous asses.
Either way.
But
okay.
Either way.
I'm still on board.
Either way it works. But
touch
we would
toes, boys.
We would throw these softball parties where we'd bring House all the softball ass. Girls over. And that's kind of where the address became kind of semi popular on around campus. Everyone, you know, if you wanted to go have fun, you went to 314 Bluebonnet. So we were over summer break, and we're sitting there, and I had some friends that were RAs in the dorms, and they brought they wanted to have a good time, so they came over to our place, and they brought didn't bring any liquor. They thought I'd have it, and I wasn't prepared for a party, but I'm always ready.
As you should be.
Yes, and so I had, they show up, and the RA was really cool, a good friend of mine, and the friend that she brought, I knew, but I didn't know very well, but I'd seen her around the dorms and that kind of stuff. But she's just like, look, this girl has never been drunk and wants to party, and I figure there's no better place to start than your place. And I'm like, you're right.
That's like going from... like Little League to the majors.
Well, considering what was stashed in the cabinet, we go to, I go, but look, I'm not, we haven't been to Proctor. I don't have anything. You know, we let me go see what I can find. You know, we'll somehow make this work. So I go back and I find a bottle of 151.
Oh, God.
And I don't have any mixers. Yep. Except for grenadine. And so we were taking 151 and grenadine shots, and this girl got lit. I mean, just drunk. So I took her out. I took her in the back room just because we were friendly.
Are you falling asleep?
No.
I take her in the back, and we start. She quickly proceeds to tell me that she'd never had sex and is not interested in sex. I was like, hey, you know, I'm not in that game. You know, you want to, you don't.
I don't force nobody.
Right. And she goes, but I've always wanted to try.
And then you're like, here's one more shot.
This will make you say yes.
But I've always wanted to learn how to give head. I was like,
oh, shit, okay.
Game time.
Sold.
Yeah.
And so she's going, and I mean, it was awful. I was just kind of like, wow. I mean, I literally
pulled. Was she like teeth? All teeth? And
all no motion. I mean, just kind of, just like.
Yeah.
Like it was like a ice. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It got to the point that I didn't want to embarrass her. I like pulled out a porno mag and I'm like, okay, this is keeping it going.
Slapped her with it.
Well, I'm reading the magazine. Well, the magazine in my hand comes into play. So she's going to, she's trying her best and go get him, kid, you know. I appreciate it.
Did you think about like helping her though with it? Like,
no, I'd grab the ponytail. I tried.
Okay.
But eventually,
you weren't teaching her. I mean, she wanted to learn. So, what did you tell her what to do?
I'm a little selfish, but no, she just kind of like stopped moving, and I'm like,
hey, she was slowly dying. Just
well, you're kind of reading my mind because she's sitting there. Just on out. Like my cock my is clogging the mouth. She didn't stop and like fall over. No, she stopped and fell on it.
Oh, what?
And so I'm like, hey, wake up. You ain't done. You know?
Like, are you hitting her in the back of the head?
Well, not like mean, just like
but mean.
But like
authoritative. Trying to wake her up.
Okay, get it.
I thought maybe she'd pass. She had a lot of
wait. So she passed out.
So I thought.
On your dick.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
This is where it gets good.
God, I grew up. Sorry, I had the wrong fucking friends, man.
So I grab her ponytail and I pull her head off, and puke just goes all over me. It's red, just bright red. Like as red as your microphone.
Because it's nothing but liquor.
It's the grenadine.
Because of the grenadine in the 151. Oh, I thought it was blood and I start screaming. I'm like, son of a bitch. Oh my God, you're dead. And she's what'd
you
on
think
the
you,
floor.
You think you mouth fucked her to death or what?
I kind of was like, yeah.
He was scared, but he was also like, man, my dick is great. Like,
I was like, I'm going to be a legend.
I'm going to get a plaque.
This apartment, after they remove all the police tape, is going to be famous. Oh my God. So she's laying on the bed, and I mean, chicken was in her hair. And
chicken?
That's what she had for dinner.
Oh,
what the fuck? But and on the other side of it is.
I think it was a fish.
Do I need to say the boner's gone?
I would hope. Okay. I would hope you're not like, hey, I know you threw up on my dick, but.
I'm trying to not get a boner.
Well. I freak out, and I was like, okay, I don't even know this girl's last name. I'm definitely not calling. I need to call somebody. So I called that RA friend that brought her over. I was like, hey, look, we've had a problem over at the apartment.
She did.
And she goes, what happened? And I said, she's had a lot to drink, and I believe she's passed out, and she threw up all over my E in the bedroom. She goes, she threw up over where? And I was like, me and the bedroom. And she goes, okay. And I said, I think I got her too excited. And she had a heart attack or something. I don't know what happened. And she starts laughing.
Oh,
her friend could be dead from alcohol poisoning. And she's laughing. She goes, Scott, she forgot to take her epilepsy pills.
What?
I said, what? She goes, she has epilepsy. She goes, yeah, she's had a seizure on your dick.
Oh, shit.
And I start going, why would you not tell me this? Why did you risk it? I go, don't they bite? when you have a seizure, isn't that why you're supposed to put, they bite, they clamp. And she goes, yeah, you're really lucky.
Oh, oh my God.
And I'm like, you need to come get your friend. That's
no longer my problem.
If there was an erection, it's gone now.
That's like, you have ruined my evening.
You could
shame on you, ma'am.
When they have epilepsy, don't they shake and stuff like that? Or
you would have been Lorena Bobbitt.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could have. You missed out on probably the best blowjob you ever had in your life. I mean,
well, it could have been a lot more teeth, too.
I mean, yeah, but think about it. She really would have been trying then.
Like, ow, ow,
and then
ow.
You like the whole time you've been asking her, I thought you would have been like, I thought you didn't know how to do this. This is awesome. And she's like seizuring on your dick, and you're like, oh.
Well, I did.
That would have made a better story.
After I told the RA, I said, hey, you need to come get your friend. I don't know how to handle this situation.
This sounds like a Pulp Fiction
right.
story. Like
very
you're driving
similar.
Her, like you're driving her, and you got to put a needle through her heart.
I go
some
back
shit.
Out. I tried. She was for a needle, but
she was ODing on your dick, man.
Legendary.
Oh my God.
But I go back out to the living room and I'm like, I'm watching MTV and I'm trying to forget this. And when the R keep when the RA comes, you know, she's back in the bedroom, and I keep kind of looking down the hallway at her, you know, to make sure everything's okay. Because I guess I forgot that the RA made me go in and clean all the stuff out of her throat.
No.
So I was
my
little,
stuff. I can tell you that. Right?
Oh, nice.
People like chicken and stuff, but. So I go sitting out in the hallway, and
did you clean it out with your hand or with your?
I felt like it. I needed. He was
I'm trying to finish here, like
and trying to bat it across. Yeah.
Let me get hard again real quick. At all.
I'm sitting in the living room, and I, like I said, I lean down, look down the hallway, see if she's okay, and I
just like totally like just left her in the other room.
It smelled like, bad.
No, it's like I have somebody coming in 30 minutes. That would be a complete cock block.
Right. Well, but she keeps like waking up and like moving, and I, you know, I look down. I'm just like, you're okay, you know.
Way to go, champ.
I end up, this is like 2 or 3 in the morning, I end up falling asleep on the couch on accident. I meant to stay up. And I wake up, and I'm, you know, I kind of wake up, I look, and she's crawling down the hallway. Now, she's a little pale because of, she had just thrown up, had a seizure.
It was like the ring, like her coming out of the TV?
Well, the ring hadn't come out yet, but I called it poltergeist. Okay. Because she had the hair matted. Over her face with chicken. she's drunk and just had a seizure, and so she doesn't have the strength to lie. And so she's just like crawling through the hallway, and it wakes me up, and I'm like, ah! I start screaming, I run out of the house. And that's when I saw Kristen, the RA, in the parking lot.
And you're like, I've got an idea for a movie.
It's called The Ring. It never plugs a hole. But that stain was there the day I moved. The grenadine stain was still there when I moved out.
That's why he never gets the deposits back.
The sex stains always lose the deposits.
I hope they left it there.
But even that apartment, I mean, Chad and Jeff.
Like with one of those little bubbles on it that explains.
was that the same apartment where that one girl had the fire accident?
Fire.
Her name. I'll just say her name. It's Shannon. But I'll.
The one, yes.
The one who wanted me, and I was so clueless about it. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It happened so much.
She'd come in with her panties, like, hanging half off.
No, she didn't do that to me while we were
classic
there.
Classic skits.
No, she met, like, how...
No,
how,
yeah, she would always tell me about it after I left.
That Jeff was a player.
And by the time that her and Jeff had met, I was so disgusted, because she was hot.
Yeah, she was
smoking.
But I had seen too much of her activities at the bar, but I asked her to be my roommate because she was so hot, and I thought maybe there'd be a drunk, you know.
Yeah,
or at least get some side tang and some of her friends.
And so, but like this girl would come home from the bar. I mean, and she was a bar rat. She went to every bar. Nice. From
I need to know more of those.
From 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. She was at home by 2:30.
Yeah.
But I'd wake up and she'd be just trashed, and I'm like, time for, you know. But then you would notice that her panties are still around her ankles. Like she'd forget to pull her panties up. And then, you know, after like the first couple times I was like, you know, maybe save them for me, you know. But then it got like, geez. After like 6 months of this, you're wow.
Put it away.
No. It takes a lot for this guy to get grossed out.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
Here's another story. This is when we are all living together, and this is
where the Eskimo brother.
This
comes
is also play. This is with the if one of the Eskimo girls. you know,
I like how that's over.
It's probably like 10 o'clock in the morning.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Oh, you will. You will.
You will.
And, like, he comes running out of the room laughing. Like, shorts barely on. And he's like, you never guess what I just did. And He was like, I was going down on her. I'm like, oh, God, dude, you know where that's been. Don't do that. And he's like, no, wait.
I think you said it was like, it's been in here like 3 hours ago or something.
No, yeah. I'm like, you really just suck my dick. And
and I'm like, that's cool. Listen.
Yeah. He's like, check this shit out. He's like, I was eating her out. And like, I felt something in my mouth and I pulled it.
Oh my God.
He's like, I pulled it out and it was a wad of toilet paper.
Oh my God.
Fucking gross, right?
What? No.
And you would think you'd get grossed out and just fucking be done. He puts it back in his mouth. He goes and kisses her and spits it in her mouth and then runs out of the room.
To go tell Chad. I was like, this is awesome.
Oh my God!
That's Scott. That's
who was, can we turn the mics down? Who was this?
That was.
I was.
Don't say her. Don't.
Yeah. Don't say her name. Don't this time.
Like that was 10 in the morning.
She might listen.
Yeah.
Well, it was obviously they'd been doing stuff that at night.
Wait a minute.
We had like days.
Turn this down again.
I remember we're back this on. Girl. I remember
this girl. Okay. She has her own hotel room in the.
Yeah.
That's
her.
That's gross.
That's like, she was also part of the threesome.
At the bedroom house.
Not
by the way, I'm not. I don't mean like I remember her. Like I'm an Eskimo.
No, I know. I know. What you're talking
I remember
about.
Seeing her.
Yeah. Like, I can't remember if was there's, it downtown or was it the one off
downtown?
Of, okay,
it was downtown. Yeah.
She worked
where
at
all
both.
His locals used to be.
Yeah, she worked was, at both of them. She worked at the one that used to be right there over there by the.
No idea.
Right, overtime.
Don't care. Yeah.
Sure. There used to be one over there.
Oh, until this day, she has no clue that happened.
What do you mean? How would she not?
She didn't know.
I'm guessing she just thought
we
had
never
a dip
talked
in
about
or
it.
Something.
I mean,
wait, I'm confused. The toilet paper went in her mouth, but she didn't know about it.
I'm guessing maybe he what? Thought she thought that
but
he
you gotta
put
remember,
a, spit a dip
at that
in
time,
her
mouth. Most people in that bed were trashed. Like,
I guess.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, I'm not denying that, but I mean, still, at 10 in the morning, I don't know.
Well, you got to probably didn't go to bed until like 4 or 5.
Okay. Yeah.
Hammered.
I was thinking it was at night, but I...
No, it was definitely during the day.
So, okay, so there's one more story that... I don't know if you said...
I don't know if you can top that.
No, I probably mean, won't. It's pretty
that,
funny.
The epilepsy one?
No, the him putting the toilet paper, coming up with the toilet paper.
It's pretty baller.
And, yeah, I mean, like, that... That's gross. That fucking toilet
fucking
paper
disgusting.
Was
disgusting. Yeah.
That toilet paper was there.
Yeah, but it was already in his mouth.
That toilet paper was there to sop up.
I think
up.
That's where it came from. Is like was, the damage has already been done.
Dude, that toilet paper was there to stop stuff from coming out.
No, well, I don't
it
know.
It wasn't a tampon.
No. No, they she probably put it there because she didn't want to leak through her panties.
No, it was
because
like,
whatever has been shot up in her.
It was like remnants of like
she
it wasn't
wiped.
Like a sheet
it was
of
like a pole. Oh like it got stuck
yeah
I thought, okay I thought she yeah. had like
a
like,
roll
like she had like I thought maybe she like got a bunch
it was
of toilet
the,
paper
it was the
no,
the
last
I mean,
part
I mean,
of it whatever like,
I thought maybe she just like
for now
I thought
I guess.
She, yeah that's what I was
hey,
thinking
Scott.
Maybe
yeah it wasn't like a big leak chew you know
I thought she was like drunk and I don't want my
spaghetti noodle or
I don't want this cum running down my leg so I'm
gonna wear these panties for 4 days.
Yeah. Okay, so it was toilet paper residue.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like that just gets.
But I mean, it was big enough that I went.
that's still gross. That means that was pee pee toilet paper.
Or number two, she wiped back the front.
Again,
I mean,
my theory.
Were you not able to smell? Were you, no, just like was your senses?
Oh,
like,
Scott will eat anything.
He
doesn't do the finger test.
You don't do a whiff. Test?
I'm just so happy. I've always taken I really have no shame, and I
that's, yeah, I see that now.
But at that point, I'm always wanting to make a good story. That's... really, the second it happened, I went, this is going to be told on a podcast in 12 years. I have to do it.
Yeah. This
you
is great.
Completely right.
Yeah. This is great storytelling.
You were on it. How did you know podcasts were going to be a thing?
It's a Notre Dame thing, I guess.
It's really not even the tip of the iceberg. We got so many more.
I mean,
remember the panties one out in front of that dude's house?
Oh, yeah.
We were at a party.
Yeah, we can't.
Oh, never
say her name.
But don't say her name.
Yeah, but
well,
yes,
she knows the story. I'm sure.
You were running up and down the
street in panties. But I like as
were these say, the ones you put on backwards?
Correct. Well,
you
actually,
put them on
they sideways. Were
sideways.
So that the part that covers the labia. It wasn't on. It was right.
Was it on your hip?
That's
it was
how you
on
know.
My hip.
That's how you know he's college educated, guys. That's grass
it
degree.
On, it was on my hip.
He's been
so
blowing boxes.
What does that leave left in the thong? Just a string that was running over my nutsack. So there was nothing covered, and I felt like it's time to run. So I ran. I was running up and down the street, and. I was completely sober, I'm sure.
No, the story I was going to tell, you mentioned it earlier off air, was the pee-pee story on the car.
I'm a bad drunk.
Yeah, so we told, I think last time Chad was on, we told the story about being at Hooters. This was on Chad's 21st birthday. We went to Hooters. They got a Hooters girl's number. And then they blew
it. Oh, this
it.
Is one where you told him not to call.
Yeah,
him.
And they called.
Yeah,
so
and
they called.
No, he did, not me.
That is sure. Just a precursor to show how drunk I was that evening.
Yeah, so we went, after that happened, we went to the bar we were going to go to, and that was, it was Nile City.
Yeah, it was Nile City.
Which is no longer in business.
The parking lot's still there.
Well, yeah, it's a
the
family.
The place is still there.
Yeah,
it's just not.
It's a family friendly section of the stockyards now.
It was then too.
No, it was risky.
Everybody brought their kids.
Yeah. You didn't have to be 21 to be in there.
We went to the bar, had more drinks there, and we were getting ready to leave. And so
no, we weren't leaving.
No. Because you want no, we were
somebody. One of the guys wanted to hear my system.
No, but we were waiting on that because we went out. Why would we all go outside if we weren't leaving?
You guys went looking for me.
No. Me and you. So we walked out. You and a guy went to go look at your stereo system in your car. Me and Scott went and hung out over in the parking lot for a second. In that time, Scott's like, I gotta go piss. And so I'm like, all right,
see,
cool.
I'm oblivious to this.
Yes,
I'm
you're
sitting there.
Yeah, you're in your car.
Yeah.
You're, should we wait until Harry gets back to tell the story or what?
Probably.
Yeah, because someone else is just watching a fight the whole time.
I'm listening too, man.
Yeah, but you know.
I'm listening.
I'll wait. We'll wait till Harry gets
the
back.
The sound isn't on this thing.
You're breathing heavy as fuck. Is it getting.
Oh, it's because I'm fat. That's why.
He's like, shut the fuck up, Chad. I'm not in shape.
I'm not in shape like you, asshole.
God damn it, fat Chad.
You know, if I did heroin all the time, I'd be skinny too.
That heroin. What?
Heroin.
I don't know. Whatever he's smoking out of that thing.
Oh. It's Easy E juice. I told you he's my
Easy.
What's is that Carmex or what's that?
Yeah.
Carmex. You just took off.
I've had this same cap since I was 9 years old.
No way. You just swap it out on the
new one?
No,
I thought you lost that one. And then.
No, I found it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just put it on a new one when you buy a new one all the time?
Huh?
Nice.
It's just something I've always done. I'm a weirdo like that.
No, that's fine.
It's my good luck. It helps me out with getting ass.
Even though you're married and with kids.
Well, no, but I've gotten a lot of ass. Yes.
I just can't wait for my mom to hear this.
Why would your mom?
I got a fresh.
Yes.
One.
Why would your mom be listening?
Please. She likes her skate podcast.
I did tell her that I was going to record the podcast tonight, and. I told her that Jeff had a podcast with his friends, and she looked at me and she goes, Jeff?
Yeah, she doesn't know my name either.
Right.
If you go skits, she'll go, oh.
Well,
same thing with Chad's grandma.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't remember much anything.
Well, but then that's different. Like, but even then, like, when she was more of sound mind, she was like, oh, skits, yeah. Like, it wasn't Jeff,
well,
it was skits.
She texted me tonight, she goes, good luck on Skits' podcast.
That's hilarious.
I hope she listens.
We stopped
pausing again. Or?
No, we were telling a story, but you should be. Some guys just watching a fight over here.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
You have nice commentary on our stories, so
I'll probably be leaving here a little bit.
Well, this is probably the last story. If we do other stuff, it'll be extra, I think. So
bonus.
Yeah. Boner. It's even if this fool.
I can leave this stuff here and y'all can talk.
Boner.
Yeah, we can do that. No, so the story was this was a continuation of, I told the story last time Chad was on here about how we went to Hooters and they got the chick's number and then they called her and blew it. And okay. Like, so after that,
Scott called her.
Let's clarify that.
Was the waitress?
Yeah, it was the waitress at Hooters. So that didn't happen. But what after was her that, name? I don't remember.
Candy.
Right.
She's like, come back and see me at Hooters. Porsche. We'll hang out.
Mercedes.
You remember that time we went to Hooters?
Yeah.
And that Asian girl was our waitress.
No.
And she was coked out of her mind.
Oh, that's awesome. No.
Was that what you were? Yeah, I think you were there that time.
I know her.
Who else was there?
I don't remember who else was there, but
she
didn't work at Hooters. Well, we used to go to Hooters all the time. We went to Hooters, not really a lot, but before any of the other wing places opened or these other bars.
Right.
Before
when it was risque.
Yeah.
Hooters used to be risque.
Well, and this is before
the 80s.
This is before everything opened up right here off 820. Because now you got Redneck Heaven, and then you have all that shit that's opened up by Western
Horrible
Center.
Food, nice tits.
Cold-ass beer, if you drink beer, for those who do. Yeah. But, we went to Hooters one day right there, and we were drinking, and, like, we noticed, like, when the waitress, I think our kids was with us. Maybe my boy, I don't remember. I think maybe my boys
kids
were.
Kids are such pussy magnets.
Yeah, they are. They are. I don't know if they were or weren't, but this fucking girl was coked out of her fucking mind. Like, she came and she was good, and then she left and came back, and she was totally different. I'm like, oh, yeah, this bitch busted some fucking rails.
She had a couple toots.
Dude, she did, dude.
Did you get her number?
No, I didn't get a number. I think she was Asian. So
what does
Asian
that matter? You can get numbers.
Well, in case she's listening, in case
goddamn racist.
No, in case she's listening, Asian coked out girl at Hooters. We still remember you.
Yeah, I don't think I'm. I'm not too much into Asians.
So, anyways, so what happened
to make that? I just want to make that point.
That's the main requirement, vagina.
I know, but. Yeah.
So back.
I still gotta look at the face.
Can I tell my story?
Face down, ass up.
That's the way I like to
FaceTime.
FaceTime. All right. So
whether
we went
passed out or not.
So after our
what?
Huh?
I don't know what you're saying.
You guys done?
Yeah, we're done. Sorry. Tell your fucking story.
You gotta recap because now you.
No, I'm. I'll,
so y'all
I'll,
went to Hooters.
I'm gonna cut all that.
Okay. Y'all went to Hooters because. The other girl got in trouble because y'all called.
Yeah.
No. Scott called.
So, anyways.
Scott called.
We went to the bar after. The bar we would go drink at. Where
what
we
bar?
Could, using his Nokia called, egg phone.
It was called Nile City. It was in the Stockyards by.
I think you said that earlier. Yeah.
Probably. I've only said this like five times. Maybe we can stop and tell some other story right now.
I feel like Nile City is a city.
I think it was a real city. You can
the city of underage drinkers.
But we're so Chad debates this, but I think we were getting ready to leave, and as we were going out, you went to go show somebody your stereo in your car at the time. You had this pretty bumping stereo in your car.
Did you know this guy?
No, it was just a guy at the bar. I think somehow got brought up, and it wasn't like it was a sketchy thing. It was another guy in the bar.
He just wanted to hear it.
Yeah. So
because I won like something at we did like a bass.
Would you have
competition?
It was Cavalier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just gutted it out.
No, I didn't gut it out.
All kinds of shit in there.
Yeah, I just had some 12s.
That's fine.
Dual voice coils in the back when that was cutting edge. But anyways,
non-relevant to this.
we're getting.
I want to hear more about the system.
And which we can do a whole other podcast on that.
Okay.
Working out.
Working out.
I didn't have voice coils. I don't even know what those are.
Yeah.
So yeah, Chad's over there with this guy.
Well,
I want to hear more about these voice coils.
It's DVCs. Most all of them are that way now.
Okay.
But
it doesn't matter.
And
I'll look
and
up later.
Scott is. He's never confrontational. He's always very standoffish.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
And right. I'm sitting
why
there,
would you be
and we're
fighter?
Blaring bass in the Stockyards. Well, and next thing
not
I
just
know...
You, like
oh, no, you're skipping the
part. I'm just saying from my perspective, because I didn't know what happens. The only thing that I know is we're sitting there, and next thing you know, Scott literally rips this dude out of the seat and throws them on the ground.
I think I wasn't over there at this point.
Yeah, but. And I'm like, what the? Like, violently, like, rips them out
very typically,
and crawls in.
I jump, you know, like, I jump into Chad's car, like, in a frantic, and I'm like, we got to leave. And he goes, like, where's Skits? And I'm like, just leave.
I see it's me alone.
This has got better, okay.
Okay, so they, tell him what you saw as he, you're like, hey, where's Skits at? Where's Jeff? Like,
yeah.
And you look up, and what did you see?
He's getting pushed around.
No, I'm not getting pushed around.
I'm pushed around.
I'm talking to three guys.
Like,
at
God
this
damn
point.
It!
I'm talking to three guys at this point. And so what had happened was, while he's showing the stereo,
yeah, but you know what? You fingered one of those dudes' wives, so it's fine.
That's
at
true.
The Bedford House.
Yeah, that's true.
In a closet. So,
Before they were married and before they
okay
got
so,
yeah, yeah no a ring's important.
But so while we're waiting on Chad, Scott's like, I gotta fucking take a piss. I'm like, all right. So he runs off in this parking lot, and the parking lot right by this section of the stockyards. This is a bunch of row of cars.
Yeah,
I figure he's gonna go pee like on the fence or whatever, right? Yeah, yeah. And then I think I was checking my phone for text messages or something because we didn't have smartphones, so
sure,
you know, but texts were a
sure,
thing.
Sure, sure.
And I look up, and he's in the middle of two cars, and I'm like, what is he doing? Is he peeing there or whatever? And I'm not totally sure, but like,
no, he's doing this number.
I can't see that. I can't see that he's having a grand old time on this, on this side door.
Because when I go over to look, it's on the roof. It's running down the windshield.
So, anyways, he's
under the door handle. Well, when I stuck it under the door, but I was drunk.
Yeah, so he was drunk. So
Jeff was sober.
So I'm standing
sometimes
there.
You gotta have fun.
Three guys start to walk out the parking lot. I know one of them, the guy who
he fingered the
guy's
wife. Okay,
yeah.
Way before they got married.
Yeah, we knew we were friends. It was friends of friends type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's him and another
wait,
friend.
So. You knew these people too.
Yeah,
no,
but
he didn't know.
As acquaintance.
Yeah, as acquaintance.
But you knew whose car.
No. He did not know it was
no,
their car.
That was just the luck of the draw.
Damn
it. He's like, I fingered your future wife, and I'm going to piss all over your car. So they're walking out, and they start coming up to me, and I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? And they're like, is he pissing on his car? And I was like, what? And I'm like, I start playing dumb at this point, and I'm like, what? No way. No, he's not doing that. And so you went like another way, and that's when you went to Chad's car and like ripped the dude out. I'm still talking to the guys, and Chad and Scott walk back up, and I'm like, I'm walking over the car with the guys.
He's getting pushed around.
I am not getting pushed around.
They're very upset.
There was only one guy who was really irate. And
so
it was,
I go over there.
No, and, I'm not getting pushed
hey,
around. There's a guy.
The door I pissed
he's very
on
adamant,
was the
adamant about not being pushed around.
Trust me.
I don't get picked on. Yeah.
No,
talking
no.
About?
I go out there. I'm like, shit, it's about to go down. Because
right? You know, you realize who the guy is. And you're like, okay, I know this guy. Thank God.
Yeah.
And then
and,
we didn't
like,
know
hey,
the past.
What's going on here? And the guy who owns the car really didn't say much other than, that's cool.
He wasn't super pissed about it.
But the guy who was supposed to be getting in the passenger side was like, fuck this shit. This motherfucker just pissed all over the car.
Yeah. And, he's just going off on him. And he's like, and there was another guy, there was another friend. The other friend was laughing.
Yeah.
He was out of his hilarious.
And then
Scott's
like, I'll pay to have your car washed. What do you need? Yeah. And he's like pulling money out of his pocket. And then finally, the guy calms down, and he's like, I ain't open this motherfucking door.
So,
and he's like, fuck that shit. And he's like, Scott's like, ow. He's like, well, the guy's like, it's covered in your motherfucking piss, just cussing up a storm. Scott reaches over, opens the door, and he's like, here you go. And he's like, sorry about that. Tries to shake his hand.
And the guy's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, no, I'm not going to fucking shake your hand. And we were like, and the other two guys.
And then Jeff's still getting pushed around.
Yeah,
right?
apparently the whole time I'm getting shoved back and forth. Like, they're just shoving me back and forth.
That's
like,
how I recall it. Just looking back. And he's like
ping-pong. Most of it is a blur to me. I do remember trying to shake the guy's hand and him being very displeased with my behavior.
I remember I was the one who gave them cash for the car wash because you pulled out and all you had was cards. I remember you pulled out your wallet and you're like, eh, and you just kind of did this like shrug shoulder like, I've only got daddy's credit cards, like, essentially. And I was
because
like,
you didn't even fill your tank. That's how Scott would pay you back when we were young. That he'd pay you back in gas.
My dad's listening.
He'd be like, oh, you need gas? Like, if you buy me a burrito, I'll fill your car up with gas.
I was allowed to put gas on the credit card, but I couldn't, like, go buy stuff with it. And so what I would do is I'd just line everybody's car up at the gas station. And this is like,
yeah,
pizza?
He needs, gas. Like, you need Copenhagen. He's like, if you buy me a can of Copenhagen, I'll fill your car up full of gas. You
know? So Chad, they were getting the better deal.
It wasn't my money.
And your dad never said nothing?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
Oh, God.
No, there was one time where you were lined him up, and they were like, he looked at
it. He looked at it, and he's like, 404, 407, 410. How many times did you fill up your trip?
Wait, why would you?
Because I'm stupid.
Why would you just like, instead of keep on running each time, why would you just like keep on using the same pump? And
because he's stupid.
But you went to school.
Yeah, but he's been drinking.
I wasn't drinking.
So you would hang up, and then you'd run it again. Yep, instead of
like,
just
bring it on in.
Instead of just.
Well, and a lot of them they cut off at like $60 or something too.
But you remember the pizza deal before he actually gave me a credit card, where I take back in the day. I don't know if you knew, but if when somebody would use a credit card back in the day, they actually put the whole number on the.
Well,
receipt.
Yeah, because you had this. You had like a
right.
They would get a pin.
Well,
I, would,
like,
that, they, I mean, I still remember that you get a pin
and like it in 15, there. Yeah. Before credit card fraud was cool, I was doing it. But I remember my dad would just leave credit card receipts all over the house. And so I would just order ungodly amounts of pizza off of, because they just asked for the credit card number.
Read his phone with them to go piss.
He's watching the fight.
And I mean, and that's, I'd pay people back in pizza. I would, because I never really had any liquid cash. I just always paid it off.
Oh, if you're going to tell. One last story about your parents. It has to be when we got busted printing porn pictures. That's the best one.
Dad.
As kids.
Dad, he was a good dad. I don't mean to bash him, but...
He's still with us.
I know.
I was about to ask. I was like, I'm sorry. I mean,
RIP.
Well, back in the.
You joined Nene.
Well, this had to be in like 96. I mean, the internet was just.
We were definitely in high school for sure.
Yeah. I was just started driving, so I'd been 16. Do the math. I don't know. But dad has this creative way of punishing people. My sister, you know, me.
1980. Parents go to bed, and we'd get on the internet, and we'd do the AOL. It's like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. And take 5 minutes to download a picture. You know, well, since it took, we would print them, so that we could have underage porn. You know, or get porn.
Not underage
easy
porn.
With your,
so
with
we
your
get
words,
porn
we would get porn as underage individuals.
And so, but
I mean, you could technically call it that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's a bad choice of word in this climate. So we wake up the next day. Chad spent the night over at the house, and then I drive him home.
His parents make his fucking breakfast. Like, you guys want pizza pockets?
Yeah, you know? Everything's great. They're you know, cooked us breakfast and everything. And this is probably like 10 in the morning. You'd think.
Yeah.
And we go out, and I was like, okay, let's get Chad home. So we walk out to my truck, and we open the truck, and one of the pictures is taped to my steering wheel. I said, I'll see you when you get home. And the whole drive, I'm just like.
I don't even think you took the picture off.
No, I was scared to touch it. I was like, he's going to kill me.
It's not mine.
I mean, and this is at a time, like, when this was, like, you know, porn on the internet was just brand new. You know,
what
we
was
were
it, a
pioneers.
Of?
A vagina, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
bitch. A red butthole.
Your dad had a classy taste. So, I mean, like,
toilet paper.
That's where he gets it from.
Dad. No, Chad, you could attest to this about him is that he really didn't show a lot of emotion. Like, as far as, like, you couldn't get him riled up. You couldn't get him...
You can get him riled up.
Well, you could. in short spurts, mm-hmm. and then he would bottle it up and then explode. But there was one time we were washing that truck in the garage, or we were in the garage washing, like drying it off, waxing it or whatever. And he one of his pet peeves was, if you're going to throw Coke cans in the recycling bin.
Yeah, it's still my pet peeve. You do it at the office and it happened. Yeah.
Obviously, I learned my lesson. But don't throw Coke cans away that have Coke in them, because when you pick up the trash can, it goes all over you. And that happened that day. And he just blew a lid, and Chad had never said, I mean, he's maybe said three words to you at that point.
Yeah.
And he just blew his lid right in front of Chad, and like, Chad's like, what the fuck is going on?
He threw the recycling bin up against the side of the truck, just, and Coke cans went everywhere, and we're like, oh shit, he's yelling, saying like expletives, but and
I'm staying pretty cool about the situation. I'm standing in the truck and I'm like, Chad, just chill out, it's gonna be fine. And you know, and he's just cussing me up and down, left and right, about Coke cans. And I said, and I kind of, he walked out to the curb to drop the trash. He comes back and he's got his trash can. And I go, hey, Dad, that's a snazzy looking trash can there. Did you just buy a new trash can? And he kind of looked at the, I mean, just raging, pissed off. And he just kind of looked at his trash can. And he looks at me and goes, I did. I just bought, this is the greatest trash can ever. And I mean, it was just like straight bipolar. 180. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Chad's like, what in the is wrong with you rich people?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck him. Beat his ass. Beat his ass. That's disgusting. See, we got to wait for Alex
no.
to finish.
No, we don't. We could say...
Fuck him, right?
Yeah. He was watching the fight half the time. I feel like we've had this...
I feel we're no longer friends with him. He's out. We've rid our lives of Alex.
He heard us.
Yeah.
What? Let's talk about it.
It's shitty in your restroom. No. With no exhaust fan.
Oh, God, I gotta piss.
Yeah, you gotta open the window. There's some spray in there.
It's polluted.
I was looking for that. I didn't see the fucking spray.
It's a, like a... It's a fancy bottle. That
oh, well, shit. We're going to do podcast number three and talk fancy about shit.
Wait, did y'all done? Are y'all finished?
I guess so. Well, we appreciate y'all listening.
I feel like you think you're doing talented slackers right now.
No, yeah, dude, shit.
You've
no,
been so not participant. Does that come back? Is that dude, coming, are y'all done? Are y'all finished?
No, dude, my fucking stomach's fucked, man. I don't know what it was. Dude, I don't know what. Sometimes I'll be fine, and
was
then
it, was, too it, much was it the food, food I cooked?
No, it wasn't
too much
bad.
American food.
I had what did I eat today?
Are you not used to water here? You haven't been here long enough,
dude. I had
too clean. I need my bacteria.
What did I eat earlier today? My mom made breakfast, and
beans and rice.
Yeah, she actually did make beans. She made some fries and. I don't know, man. I'll just like I'll be fine.
Sorry.
And then one day, it looks out of nowhere. It just hits me, and I'll shit like 3 or 4 or 5 times in a row. Like,
oh, is that not normal?
Well, not to the point to where like it's diarrhea and it burns.
And you gotta wipe so many times and it's raw.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're ending on a high note. So thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thanks again for
our
guest
stories ta-da. Here. Yeah. Thanks to Chad and Scott for coming.
Yeah.
And
do y'all like to go by?
Did you order an Uber?
Chot or scad?
I don't know. Even been.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.